22 degrees, the top today. Hey there, I'm Meg Van Lohausen with your news briefing. A single vehicle crash in Ewha Vale last night left a teenager trapped in the vehicle for almost an hour. The 19-year-old's car veered off Umundi Kenilworth Road and hit a tree around 6 p.m. on Monday. She was taken to Skew with face and leg injuries. The forensic crash unit is currently investigating. It comes at the same time a three-vehicle smash blocked the northbound lane on Sunshine Motorway near Markula. Police called to the scene just after 6 p.m. with the road clear an hour later. Sunshine Coast Police are reminding locals to drive to the conditions with rainfall expected over the next few days. Meanwhile, a man accused of stealing more than $100,000 worth of backyard pool deposits will appear in court this morning. 32-year-old Brad Murray Evans was arrested in Noosa on Sunday, charged with 10 counts of fraud. It's believed the man advertised home pools for sale online, taking thousands of dollars worth of deposits, but never delivering the product. Noosa's Senior Sergeant Ben Carroll says investigations are ongoing.
Police have also been working with the Office of Fair Trade in Queensland, who have also in receipt of a number of complaints. And to date, we've got 10 complainants, ranging from the Mackay area all the way down to Logan in the southeast corner.
On 7 there, Mr. Evans will appear in Maroochydore Magistrates Court this morning, where it's understood he'll apply for bail. In sport, the Sunshine Coast Falcons had a successful weekend in the Mount Meninga Cup, with the boys coming away with a win over the Wide Bay Bulls. Falcons CEO Chris Flannery says it's a morale boost for the squad.
They had a bit of a tough week the week before against the Capras, so they bounced back really well on the weekend. Winning 50-8, so Coach Danny Gray really had the boys fired up for that match, and they're actually playing here at Sunshine Coast Stadium this Saturday before our Intra Super Cup.